If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. You can always depend on it. When someone makes this kind of confession...
Oh, I know. I knew I shouldn't be cross with the children.
That there's a reason for that cranky disposition. A reason that's often summed up like this.
But I can't help it. Sometimes everything gets on my nerves.
And that reason, friends, very often has this large grain of truth in it. That when others do get on your nerves, it actually may be that coffee nerves is your trouble. Coffee nerves may be making you what doctors call a nervous irritable. Because there's no question, while many people can drink coffee without getting tense and jittery, many others cannot. So if you think you have coffee nerves, switch to Postum. For there again, there's a reason why Postum can't set you on edge. It doesn't contain caffeine or stimulants of any kind. Postum is fragrant and full-bodied. You can enjoy the distinctive Postum flavor, both at home or at your favorite hotel or restaurant. So start tomorrow. If coffee nerves has you in its grip, drink Postum instead of coffee. And even in a couple of weeks, see if you don't find there's a very good reason for saying...
My, I'm certainly glad I switched to Postum.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Friends, the Men's Protective Association of Pine Ridge has finally come upon a serious stumbling block. The wives of the village have formed a Women's Protective Association designed to defend them against the powerful demands of their husbands' organization. As we look in on the little community today, it's early morning. We find Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in, Lum.
Granny, I got something first to Josh Ezra Seastrunk about, Abner.
Ezra Seastrunk?
Yeah, I come by his place just now and seen him sitting out there in the barn lot milking a cow.
Well?
Oh, Ezra, doing a woman's work. I hollered and asked him if he wanted me to get him an apron. What in the world are you doing?
Eating breakfast.
For the lamb's sake, sardines and crackers for breakfast?
Well, I was hungry, and he's about the only thing here in the store that was cooked.
Well, why'd you eat breakfast at home?
Elizabeth ain't cooking no more. Trying that Women's Protective Association, they're out on strike.
Oh.
Ain't doing no housework of no kind. That's more than likely the reason that Ezra was milking that cow a while ago.
Yeah. I knowed the women had organized themselves, but I never knowed they was on a strike.
Oh, yeah. Ain't turning a hand. I went home last night, and Elizabeth was sitting there in front of the fire, all dressed up, rocking.
Hmm.
I had to go out, feed the stock, milk, and bring in the wood, everything she's supposed to do.
Well, for goodness sake. I wish I could have showed you that.
Well, it ain't no disgrace doing a woman's work now. Every man in town is doing the same thing.
Grannies, I know that woman's organization wasn't going to stand to be bossed around like that. Yeah, your Men's Protective Association is sort of backfiring on you, ain't it?
Backfiring?
Yeah. You ought to know women better than to think you can boss them around like that.
Yeah. But it was a good idea, if it worked.
Oh, something like that would have worked. They'd have had them protective associations years ago.
Yeah, it does look like it, yeah.
Well, what do you aim to do now?
I don't know, Lum. I just don't know. We got to do something, though. And quick, too.
Well, what are they demanding?
I don't know. They won't even talk about it. Elizabeth just sits there and rocks.
Well, ain't they made no demands on the Men's Protective Association?
Not that I know about, they ain't. First I know they were striking was when I went home last night.
Well, I do.
I walked in the house, and Elizabeth said her and Pearl had done it. If I wanted any supper, why, I'd have to go back there in the kitchen and cook it myself.
Well, of course, you could have went down to Luke Spears' restaurant.
Well, I did try it. There ain't no Luke's Pears restaurant. They're closed up. His woman's been doing the cooking. She's on strike, too.
Oh.
Yeah, Luke was out trying to rustle something to eat himself last night. Hand me that there bottle of pepper sauce there, Lon.
Abner, you can't eat them cold sardines and crackers for breakfast.
I could eat anything as hungry as I am.
Well, we got some pork and beans.
I ate two cans of them for supper last night. Seen the restaurant was closed, so I come by the store here last night, opened up.
Wait a minute, yonder comes a couple more of your brothers.
Huh?
Squire and Grandpap.
Oh, Dad blame that Squire Skimp. He's the one that started this whole thing, too.
Well, you ought to have more sense than to join it. I tried to talk you out of it. Wouldn't hurt that Squire to miss a few meals. Lose some of that paunch on him there.
Yeah. Yeah, come in, fellers.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's the Men's Protective Association, Squire?
Well, we're meeting with a little difficulty just now, Loam, but I think everything will adjust itself in time. Hmm. What do we got there, Brother Abner?
Oh, just little sardines and crackers.
Hey, lay one of them on this cracker for me, Abner.
Get your hands out of there, Grandpap. Now, you just rustle your own victuals.
Tut, tut now, Brother Abner. That's no way to talk to a member of the association. At a crisis like this, we must all stick together. Share and share alike. Hand me one of those crackers, Brother Spears.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Ain't you fellas had no breakfast neither?
No, I left the house before breakfast this morning, alone.
Ain't your woman cooking either, Squire?
Mrs. Skimp and I are not speaking, Brother Abner.
Yeah, me and Charity speaking, but she just won't work.
Yeah, well, that's the way with me and Elizabeth. Now, what are we going to do, Squire? Be dead blamed now if I'm going to put up with this much longer.
Well, I don't know, Brother Abner. Don't ask me.
Well, now, you got us into this mess. You're the one that wanted to organize.
Well, now, we're having a meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock. A secret meeting at Walt Bates' sawmill. We'll have all the members present, and at that time, we'll decide just what to do. But whatever our stand is, we've got to all stand together. It's the turning point of our organization. It's just developed into a battle of wits, gentlemen. That's what it is. If they win this little skirmish, it means that man has no defense against marital slavery. We've got to see it through. If this develops into a siege, why, we've just got to outweigh them, that's all.
Well, I'm hungry, Squire.
Yeah, we get to trying to outweigh them women folks. We're liable to starve to death around here.
Brother Abner, are you willing to sacrifice everything we've worked for this past week? Give up your independence just to satisfy that ungovernable appetite of yours?
No, well, not when you put it that way, I reckon.
Well, I don't care what they decide, just so's I eat. That's one thing I've always did, is eat good. Been at it so long now, I got to where I won't eat every day, too.
And what about the chores over at the place, too, Squire? I've got stock over there. It's got to be took care of. Can't stay down here and work all day and then go home and do the chores after dark.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to do, Squire. No chores here at the house.
Well, now, gentlemen, this will all be decided this afternoon at the meeting. Whatever the majority decides to do, why, we must all abide by it.
Well, personal, I hope they decide to give up the idea. I'd rather take a little abuse from my woman and eat regular.
Yeah, me too.
I'll get it, Abner.
Oh, all right. Starving to death.
Hello. Jot him down, store, and I'm at her doing the talking.
$1,000 I had it. Who? In a hot biscuit.
Right? Oh, yeah, he's here, Mose. Just a minute. It's for you, Squire. Mose moved.
Yes, thank you, Lon. Thank you. Hello, Brother Mose. What's that? Oh, well, I just wouldn't stand for it, that's all. Yes, but now there's nothing the organization can do in a case like that. Well, what are they doing having a meeting this early in the morning? Well, what do you want me to do, Brother Mose? Come over there and take care of your children myself? Now, don't do anything hastily, brother. We're having a meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Walt Bates' sawmill. Now, let's just wait and see what develops. You don't think you could get off at all, huh? Well, I'll call you and let you know what takes place. All right, goodbye.
What's the matter with Mose?
Oh, Nothing. He won't be able to come to the meeting this afternoon.
Oh.
I'm afraid that wife of Mo's is a little more than the organization can handle. Frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing Brother Mo's drop out. No.
Oh, that woman is headed to walk it, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank goodness Charity ain't hard to get along with.
No.
Body can reason with her.
Yeah.
This idea of not cooking and doing up the chores, I think these other women folks have talked her into that.
Oh, yes, that was decided at the last meeting they had. Well, they have another one this morning.
Got them down store, and I'm Eddard's talking.
There.
Oh, yes, just a minute. For you, Granville.
Me?
Yeah, it's your woman, I think.
Oh, I bet she's changed her mind and got a good hot breakfast fixed for me. Bless her heart. Oh, she's a fine woman, that woman is.
Hello, Charity.
Go over and eat with him, that's what I'll do.
Meeting? When? No use for me to do what? Why not? Well, where am I going to stay? Charity? Hello, what do you know about that?
What's the matter, Brother Spears?
Well, the Women's Protective Association's had another meeting this morning and decided to lock the doors on us fellers till the Men's Protective Association's busted up.
Lock the doors?
Now, when a feller gets locked out of his own house, it's time to do something and do it quick.
Well, it looks as though the Women's Protective Association has definitely won the first round. You know, it's almost impossible not to be touchy and short-tempered during the day. When you don't sleep well at night, when you spend hours tossing and turning on your pillow, waiting for sleep to come. Well, maybe coffee nerves is robbing you of sleep. For in spite of the many people who can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others should never touch it. Well, if you suspect coffee causes your sleeplessness, why not switch to Postum? For there's no caffeine, no stimulant, nothing in Postum that could possibly keep you awake. In millions of homes, Postum is enjoyed and appreciated for its own distinctive flavor. A flavor that's cheering, full-bodied, satisfying. You like the economy of Postum, too, for it actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. So after this, if coffee's been giving you sleepless nights, see how helpful it is to drink Postum instead. And after 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a really fair trial, see if you don't get up in the morning honestly refreshed. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Forget, friends, be with us next Monday evening at the same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. This is Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.